I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Sooner or later, this could happen to you. I got an email the other day from a lady named Erin. She lives just a few blocks from me, and she wrote, "Dear Dan, I found your name and website through a metal detecting forum. My husband lost his wedding ring while we were working in the yard yesterday, and I was wondering if you know where we might be able to rent or borrow a metal detector to try and find it. I've tried calling a few places I found through the Yellow Pages, but haven't gotten a hold of anyone. Any help or advice would be greatly appreciated." How would you respond? I was reading a discussion about this on one of the treasure boards just the other day. Some people said they charge money to hunt for lost items, others don't. Some ask for a fee only if they find the item, and some make a trade-off. "I'll hunt for your ring if you give me permission to hunt your property." Anyway, here's what I wrote back to the lady. "Hi, Erin. I'd be happy to try to find your ring for you. If I don't find it right away, I'll leave a detector with you and show you how to operate it. No charge. I'm retired and enjoy helping when I can." We worked out the details, and I thought about which detector would be the best for this job. I settled on a Tesoro Silver Saber because it has two tones, a high tone and a low tone. The high tone for high-range coins like silver and clad, and the low tone for gold and nickels. Since I was hunting gold, I could ignore the high beeps, and I was also able to screen out iron. So any low beep I got would most likely be a nickel, a pull tab, or a gold ring. And since he lost the ring the day before, it would probably be covered with leaves, but still on top of the ground. Another reason I took the silver saber is that if I didn't find the ring and left the detector for Erin to use, it was easy to set it up for her and show her how to use it and what to listen for. I met her at her house at 1 o'clock the next afternoon, and I gave her a brief explanation of what we were listening for. I let her hear what a dime sounded like and what a gold ring sounded like. She told me the lost ring was white gold and that she had a matching white gold ring. I used her ring to set my discrimination more accurately, and I started hunting in her backyard at about 1:05. I swung the detector, and Erin brushed away leaves when I got a beep. I didn't have any digging tools, because we wouldn't have to dig, and I did get several good solid coin beeps. Any other time, I would have been all over them, but hey, we were on a mission here. I also got a couple of low beeps that were probably pull tabs or nickels, but they were underground, so not the lost ring. At about 1:12, just 7 minutes after we started, I got another low tone. She knelt and brushed leaves, and then she screamed. I'm not exaggerating, she screamed, and grabbed the lost ring and started waving it around over her head, and then she kind of whimpered a while. I always carry a camera in my pocket, and I was able to get a shot of her in the ring while she was still excited. I refused any reward. We were both happy, and that's all I needed. Now I can hear you yelling that that would have been the perfect time to ask permission to detect the rest of her yard. I knew where three coins were already from the high beeps I got while we were hunting for the ring. But instead I decided to just let her wallow in the experience and, like the Lone Ranger, I rode off into the sunset. Well, not quite like the Lone Ranger. I wasn't on my trusty horse Silver, I was on my trusty Schwinn bicycle. But you get the idea. Thanks for listening. For more free articles about treasure hunting and a look at my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, visit treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.